Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
The thing is, many of you've heard these scriptures and know these scriptures, but they must come alive to you. They must come alive, they must be practical, and they must be applicable. You must apply them. You must know how to apply them based on the connection. So what you have two things. You have the connection with God, which is faith in God. Amen. Then you have the release of God's power, which is your confession. Amen. The word said Christianity was called the Great Confession. It was called the Great Confession because remember, if you see the powerful concept that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Confession is released with the tongue. The same thing. And so here, when you look at the tongue, which is the release of the word of God from you, and then you look at the connection or the connector, which is your relationship with God through his word, through faith in God. Somebody say faith in God. Amen. Now this is about faith, and you have to get saturated in it. Amen. Praise God. So when you look at faith in God, as the word of God declares, and you begin to, like you got born again, John 10:9-10, for with the heart man believeth, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, right? Now, this is about healing, but see, healing, divine healing is such a subject till people will ignore everything just to get it. They'll just come without knowing any of this stuff. So what happened? It's the will of God for you to walk in divine health all your life. It's the will of God for you to walk in divine health. It's not the will of God for you to wait to get sick, then to get healed. It's for God's will for you to walk in divine health. Amen. That proves you believe in healing. And so when a person is if you're in the earth, before you know the Lord, you're dealing with the devil, you get sick, Jesus is a healer. He's a healer. And there are many believers who have sickness and disease. There was a book I come across that said, Why Christians Get Sick? Why are Christians sick? Amen. I won't go into it, but I'll share it with you with another time. Why Christians are sick. See, now, there are Christians who don't believe in divine healing. There are Christians who don't value confession. And there are Christians who don't know the value of faith in God. She said, well, how can you be a Christian and not know the value of faith in God? Because you had to get saved. To get saved, you heard so much about faith in God. I would go so far as to say you got saved and still didn't hear much about faith in God. You heard a lot about not going to hell, going to heaven, and you needed to come to Jesus, and then the rest, they told you how to come to Jesus. But you did not get a revelation that you were utilizing and functioning in faith. You are operating in the faith process, and nobody told you. Now, I'm not saying this to be a wise guy or smart or anything like this, because I got saved too. But I never heard anything about the faith process. I knew that it was faith, the faith process. I didn't hear about faith in God either. Now, I knew that I was believing, I was in faith. But see, how many of you know you could have something and not know you have it? You can have a lot of it and not know you have it. Well, so what had occurred was, but it still works. I said it still works. Matter of fact, there are people that can minister faith to you and not know what they're doing. The word of God is, listen, say, you don't have to know what fire is for it to burn you. It does what it does. If you touch it, you may not know what it's called. You may not know where it originated, but it does what it does. And so you've got to understand the power of God is the power of God. So what preachers did, they have to come down as you believe in Jesus And if you've been there, you heard enough sermons about Jesus, you, hey, I believe him. I believe in that. And then you got a Bible or you got your Sunday school card. And then you say, well, I believe that. And then he'll tell you, you need to give your life to Jesus. And so, you know, when you're young, younger people will volunteer for stuff. Yeah. People get older, they won't want to volunteer for nothing. Well, I don't want to confess that on them. But they become very analytical. But younger people, Where did I get mine? So, but anyway, so that's faith in God. And so you pray, you ask Jesus, they led you in a sinner's prayer, or the prayer that sinners pray, and you became born again and didn't know what you had. You didn't know what you had. You didn't know what to do with it. You didn't know how it worked. You didn't know how much power was there. And you didn't know if you got everything you were supposed to get. Yeah, it's just like that. Amen. A lot of things, nowadays when you buy things, you'll say, how does this work? How does this work? I mean, people buy cars and all they know is that it'll drive. It does more than drive. They got cars now to drive themselves. You better ask somebody. They'll park themselves. How many of you remember when you were learning how to parallel park? You talk about something hard to do, parallel park, and you had to do that to get your license. You don't have to do that. They have cars that parallel park themselves. Amen. But nowadays, anyway, but we're talking about the Word of God and faith in God. And so this is why faith in God is so important. I want to give you these points why it's crucial to understand faith in God, because the word said the just shall live by faith. Or it doesn't say the just shall live by faith because you're going to need it for getting healed. No, it doesn't say that. It's your life. It's your whole life. Your loved one, your peace of God. You got to get outside the realm of your feelings, your emotions, and walk by the Word of God, which is faith in God. What does the Word say? What does the Word say? But let me give you these points here in the time I have with you this morning. Amen. This was, praise God, an aspect of faith for the believers. When you know that you have faith, when you know that you're operating by faith, there's going to be a demand. Your life is going to make a demand on faith, because the word says the just shall live by faith. So life circumstances are going to place a demand on your faith. Either you have it or you don't. If you don't know how to use it, there's going to be a demand on your faith. I'll give you an example. You ever been in a situation where you just didn't know what to do? Yeah. So what do you do about that? How's the faith working? The Word of God has sent His Word for you. Yeah. He said, if you don't know what to do, he said, let him ask of God, who giveth liberty to all men and upbraid them not. God said, ask me. Amen. He'll tell you. But see, you have to believe the Word of God, amen, that reveals that God knows everything all the time. And he'll reveal it to you. But see, that's faith. That's believing God. Instead of going around talking about what you don't know, begin to say, well, I know the Lord. The Lord will reveal it to me. God will reveal it to me. Amen. And so, this is an act of faith. This is an act of faith in God, because it's faith in His Word. This is the value of knowing the Word. Amen? Praise God. All right, so here, number one, what faith does, and I'll just give you five of them, what knowing faith does. When I say what knowing faith does, that means what knowing the operation of faith does. Do you know certain people's attitude, their attitude indicates they don't know faith. Do you know faith works by love? So you got to protect your love walk. See, what it does, says, listen, if I get out of love, and I just get on out because I don't feel good, I don't like you, that's stupid. that proves I don't know faith. I can't afford to be out of love with you. You know, I'm not talking about romantic love. I'm not talking about eros love. I'm talking about the agape love. I've got to stay in that dimension where I'm always thinking about what God thinks about you. Well, you know, people got issues. They got, sure they do. They all of them got them, but I'm not meditating on your issues. I'm thinking about what God says about you. And that way I can interface and I can do it in love. I can correct you. I say, well, no, don't go out there, go here. But I've got to do it in love. So by knowing faith, say, why would you protect your love walk if you don't know your faith is dependent upon it? You'll think it's all right to just speak rude to people. Be mad. I've been mad for a week. Oh, you stupid. You don't get it, do you? The devil using you. You've been mad for a week. And they admit it. Well, you know, I just anger, bitterness, wrath, all of this. The word of God warns. The word doesn't just tell us not to do it. It warns you about it. But see, you brought it from your old life as a sinner. You brought the devil's programming with you. So you used it. Whenever somebody doesn't say what you want them to say, do what you want them to do, you push that anger button or that I don't like button, and you lock yourself in that realm away from the power of God. And many times people don't even know. They don't know what's wrong with you. You all right? You need to sit down or something? So this is why knowing faith. See, and what I'm saying to you this morning, the time I have, is that knowing faith, it holds you accountable. It puts you in a position of accountability and responsibility. Now, if you want to be an irresponsible Christian, I can tell you what it looks like. You're going to live defeated. You're going to heaven when you die, but you might go sooner. You're going to live defeated. You're not going to walk in the joy of the Lord. You're not going to have the peace of God. But you're saved now. But you're not going to have it because you're going to live a defeated life because of not walking in the Word of God. Amen. Not walking in the Word, which is designed. I don't just feel like that all the time. You don't have to feel anything. You just obey the Word of God. Your feelings will follow you. Once you make a decision, your feelings are going to follow the decisions you make. But if you let them run the show, your emotions, you know. And that's another whole subject that many people are emotionally immature. Oh, they nice when everything's good. They're real churchy. But the minute things don't go their way, oh my God, I'll go on to another subject. So, but number one, it creates word consciousness. Now, Once we know the value of the Word of God, of faith, knowing the value of faith, the just shall live by faith, it will create a consciousness of the Word of God and your own words. What do you say to your children every day? Dolly, you look so beautiful and intelligent. I'm so glad to see you this morning to go into your life. And let the joy of the Lord guide you. Are you speaking that kind of stuff over your children? Amen. You actually have a choice. Write it out and read it to them. Thank you, my darling. You're the most intelligent, beautiful daughter any mother could ever have. And I'm thankful that you're able to go to school and excel in all that you attempt. Let her hear that every day. What kind of consciousness do you think she'll have as a student, as a person? You are forming her self-image. You know, I can pick a boy or a girl or whatever it is. Okay, but so what that means is you know the value of words, amen, and you know the value of faith. Because that's your faith that you release it when you talk. All right, now, so then number two. Now, so the word, you get conscious. Now, this is why the subject of conquest of the mind, renewal of the mind is so crucial, is because you're establishing, you're realizing the value of the personal establishment, of the word of God, that you want to govern your life that you speak out of your mouth. You don't need to wait on me to tell you you're a champion. You need to be the first one to say it. Come on, somebody. Amen. I don't need anybody to tell me I'm brilliant. I already know when I'm saying it. Come on. Why are you there? That's an error. No, it's not. I'm repeating what God said. For it is He that has made us, and not we ourselves. I didn't make me. God did. Amen. Said, this is the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. Oh, Pastor, who you think you are? Oh, an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus, since you asked. Who do you think you are? Praise God. I thought of a worldly song just now. It come out, you know. Saved people know it. You know, it was Mr. Big Stuff. Who do you think you are? I see people say, oh yeah, I know that song. That's one of my favorite songs. Mrs. Big Stuff, who do you think you are? You're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. That's who you are. And stop waiting on somebody to sign off on it or validate it. I tell you, you wake up and say it every time. You look in the mirror, you ride down the street, you say it, amen? Because the angels in there like, yeah. Y'all ever see that movie where the rats be driving the car and they be riding around and they just be head bumping? That's what the angels in your back seat doing that. Yeah, that's right. They're not rats though. They like angels though. Praise God. Isn't the Lord good? Number two is it commands gold decisions. It commands gold decisions. Mark 11:23. Amen. You must decide. Amen. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. And saints, I'm telling you, the thing that challenges is write down these things in your life. See, you're responsible for your life. I mean, over a period of years, you know, I often think about, so what am I going to do? About 4,000 or 5,000 teaching tapes over a ministry career. Have you listened to all of them? No, I haven't heard all of them. I preached all of them, but I haven't heard them. I taught them all. But it's a lot in there. Amen. And so here, when you meditate, there's a certain amount of Word of God that fits your goals that you should have written that you look at all the time. You see, like you said, well, you know, I want to be better, Pastor. Well, where do you want to be better at? That's not 100 things. Well, you said, well, it's about 3 areas I want to improve in. Well, you ought to have about 10 scriptures on all 3 of those. You're not too busy to write down those scriptures because you want them coming out of your mouth. Your health and your strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Desires for your children, your economic goals. Hallelujah. If it comes out of your mouth, it will come into your life. I said, if it comes out of your mouth, it will come into your life. And so you hear, and not only that, you can be bold and excited because God has already said it. You know, when you think about it, well, you know, the Lord has already blessed me. You know how you know God's already blessed you? He's written it. It's already written. It's going, the word says, so shall the word that goeth forth out of my mouth, this shall not return unto me void. Well, I'm going to help it not come back void because I'm going to grab it and say it to God. So when it comes back to you, it's going to be coming out of my mouth. And you have to say that. When it comes back to you, it's coming out of my mouth. It's already going out of God's mouth. It's in your Bible. Now it goes in your heart. Amen. It goes in your heart. You meditate. Now let it come out of your mouth. And it's going to go back to God. Amen. But it's coming from a changed life. I said it's coming from a changed life. See, when it comes out of your mouth, it's a fact. Praise God. That's why you ought to guard your tongue. You ought to watch it. Watch the things you say. When you release them, you've authorized that they can come to pass, okay? Now, that's another area. Now, what does this got to do with healing? It has to do with healing, deliverance, peace of mind, joy, praise God. And nobody else is accountable for it but you. You're accountable for yours. You're the believer. You give your life to the Lord. Number three is it promotes a forgiving lifestyle. Am I helping somebody? It promotes a forgiving lifestyle. Now, saints, all us preachers, teachers, ministers, men, women of God, you all have challenges when it comes to forgiving and not forgiving people. Because people can do stuff. They can really challenge you. But that's normal part of living. And so, but if you're a believer, you ought to know how to release them. You forgive them as an act of your will, but see, you have to have a will to do it. And your will to do it is to protect your love walk that protects your faith operation. To protect your love walk, walking in love, that protects faith operation in your life. See, it's not enough to just have faith. Oh, I have faith, but I have faith. People will stop you. Well, you go to that church, believe in faith. Yeah, believe in faith. I not only believe faith, I have faith and walk in faith, and it's active. That's what you're dealing with right here. Saints, listen, the devil know you have faith. You got it marked up in your Bible. You got tapes on it, CDs, all that. But that won't produce. It's got to come out of your heart. You have to protect the operation and the work of faith in your life. And when you're going through a sickness or a challenge that you face, you really got to protect it. You got a lot at stake now to protect it. And so, but if you're not going through a sickness or a challenge like that, still you want to operate it because there are other things that you can do so God can use your life. So that's number three. It promotes a forgiving lifestyle. Matter of fact, I'll say this and it'll help you. You must forgive as an act of your will. Don't wait to feel like forgiving people. Get your feelings out of it. Your feelings will lie to you. Don't trust them. Don't live by them. Amen. You have dominion over them and you act according to the word of God and you forgive as an act of your will. Your feelings are fine. You say, that's what we're going to do? That's what we're going to do. We're forgiven as an act of our will. And your feelings will say, oh, okay then. And they'll go along with it. I'm helping somebody. Those of you out there in YouTube land, Facebook land, you need to be in a church like this. You need to hear a lot of this. You grab a little bit of it, you need a lot of it. I'm making up lost time. You've been away from this here. I mean, you may have never had any of this right here. And you're 35 already. You done messed up so much stuff. You're going to mess up more until you get in the Word of God. I'm going to tell you. I'm telling you now. Praise God. I got a hold of it. I said, God, I'm going to go on and minister. I was 33 years old. I said, I'm going to go on and minister this. He said, yeah, David, it's already working in your life. I said, well, I'm going to tell somebody. The more I tell them, the better I know it. The more I repeat it, the better picture I have. Sure enough, it was right. But I've had a great time watching the lives of other people change and watch their life change other people's lives. That's what's awesome. The people who lie, their lives have changed because they grabbed a hold of it. Can you say amen? And so, here again, I'm just a 33-year-old boy. I'm just getting rolling good. But man, the devil was attacking me and my family. I'm like, Lord, have mercy. What is the world? So anyway, that's what I'm saying. I'm telling you now, I'm not just saying this. I'm not trying to entertain you. If you want your life to be better, you want to live 10 times better than you're living now, yeah, really more than that, you need to get a hold of this. You need a Bible with your name on it where you're going to mark it up. You need to know the stuff I'm telling you right here where you live. You need to get all that foolishness, all that cussing, the devil's thoughts out of your mind. You need to get the devil's friends out your phone book. You need to transform your thinking. You done messed up enough stuff to last for two lifetimes. I'm talking to somebody special. You need to come to Jesus. I don't mean just come. You need to come and get busy and let him do what he came to do in your life. Amen? Praise God. Now, this is a healing service, but it's on faith. Normally you hear faith and healing. Number four is it demands a love walk. Knowing faith demands a love walk. In 1 Corinthians 13:1, amen, faith which worketh by love. And number five, which is my last one, it prompts a consistent prayer life. It prompts a consistent prayer life. Your work of faith, it prompts a consistent prayer life. Amen. Did you get that down? Well, praise God. I'm through. Praise God. Let church say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's amazing where time goes. And I was going fast, but it's just so much information. Praise God. The word said the just shall live by faith. We can go Old Testament, New Testament, show it to you. Amen. I'm just excited about what it does and the potential. Those of you out there, if you got up early enough, you got up early enough to hear this, the Lord talking to you. Because you could have been sleeping in and you up listening to this message from the Word of God. Hallelujah. God wants to prosper you more. He wants to bless you. I'm going to talk to the young people too. I want to tell them, you know, a lot of young people out there, you know, you're poor, you ain't got nothing, your folk ain't got nothing. You're looking at your friends, got stuff you ain't gonna never have. Yeah, y'all ain't even got no car, nothing. I mean, it just don't even seem fair. The way you live don't even seem fair. But God got a plan for your life. I'm gonna share with you. I'm telling you, look around and you don't have none of the stuff other people have. Amen. Praise God. Your clothes, you don't get new clothes like the other girls get, you know. Oh, yeah, you got friends, got stuff, but you ain't got nothing. You go to church sometime, but you need the Word of God. I'm sure you get the Word of God in your life. As a young woman, a young man right now, he'll transfer. In 2 years, your life will be totally turned around. 2 years, it'll totally turn around. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's what's going to happen. Amen. That's why you're tuning into this broadcast. Amen. So I thank God for it. So we have a 9 o'clock service for young adults. And then I'm going to begin to cover some things with you. That's directly. Praise God. Pastor Tom, I'm going to cover some things with you. Amen. Show you how right now you might be 19. You might be in high school. You might be in college. I'm going to show you some things you got to get together before you mess it all up. Amen. You'd be amazed at some students out there, college students, brilliant, just smart, but you don't know God. Amen. Knowledge without wisdom, it won't do the same thing. Amen. So anyway, we thank God for your life. Let church say amen. Amen. Trust you were blessed by the Word of God. Hallelujah. Talk about the connection of faith, divine healing. Amen. Praise God. Let me open the doors of the church. If you're out there and you never asked Jesus to be Lord and Savior of your life, say, Pastor, I'm not saved, but I want to be. If you pray this prayer, say, God, I believe that Jesus is your Son. He died for my sin. He was buried and raised from the dead on the third day, according to the Scriptures. Come into my heart, Jesus. Be my Savior and my Lord. I receive you now by faith, not by feelings, but by faith. I'm born again, not lost anymore. Jesus, baptize me with the Holy Spirit according to your word and the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. All right, praise God. We want to open the doors of the church. If you prayed that prayer, write us at 159 Clark Road. Come by, tell us, hey, Pastor, I got saved. I'm ready to turn my life around for 2 years. We'll put you in our education department and train you a foundation on the Word of God. Amen. Say this with me. Say, Father, I know that you have a financial plan for the believer called tithes and offering. At this moment, I set my heart to tap into your financial plan for me. In Jesus' name, I believe that you're raising up somebody somewhere to use their power, their ability, and their influence to help me. In Jesus' name, I hold fast to my confession and your financial plan. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Were you blessed this morning? My God, that's good. I enjoyed that. Amen. Faith in God.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's theheirchurch.org.